This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we are on hour two here of our adventure, Sacred Fire of Liberty, from Jonathan Ebord. Now, we got Sally Alcordi joining us at the bottom of the hour. She was so excited to be on, and we are excited to have her, that she called up like before Jonathan was even off. We love that. Sally's ready to go. You know, that's what it takes to do the level of activism over the years in New York and elsewhere she's done. And she's responsible, for those of you who see the little banner behind me, below me, the Outlaw Vaccines banner, and the T-shirts that she sent me. She's terrific, and she's been ahead of the curve on this issue for a long, long time. So that's coming up. Super Don is back this hour. We got a question of the day coming up as well. Upcoming events, the Monkees. We're reminiscing about the Monkees music a little bit, too. And Super D, before we dive into the big vat of raw milk that we love, is there anything I've missed? Because, you know, you've been paying attention to all the breaking events and breaking news that we've got to put perspective on that won't be found anywhere else.
No. Hey! How you got it? Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as far as the news goes, I know that you guys talked a little bit about the Jesse Smollett situation.
Yes, yes.
Which we hadn't had a chance to touch on the show. Not that that's really a big thing that we normally would talk about. The latest on that is the judge put him, I think it was $100,000 bail.
Okay.
Which is like more than those two truck drivers that were driving the hemp from Kentucky through Oklahoma, right?
Well, I mean, let's think about who the greater danger is in this circumstance, right?
Yeah.
These guys, these truck drivers, were driving a perfectly legal, you know, commodity crop in hemp. They were not drug dealers. They were crossing the state of Oklahoma when they got pulled over. And right. Jesse Smollett, who could have started a race war with the claims that he made. And I think that it might be appropriate. You know, of course, he's a higher-paid celebrity, but although he was not happy, apparently, about
his... Well, yeah, this guy had money. He's already out. He posted bail, and he's actually on the set of Empire back to doing his thing. But we'll see. We will see where that goes. Other than that, not a whole lot going on in the news. Republicans still hate Democrats.
Yeah, I know. But
Democrats hate Republicans.
Now it's a guy thing, Super Don, you and me. Guys. Right? If we had a group of guys that were all friends, you know, we have a gang, right? Not a gang, but, you know, buddies, right? You go out and hang out. If one of my buddies did what Jesse Smollett did, I don't care if he's bigger than me, I'd slap him upside the head and say, what the hell were you thinking? You know, again, this is not me arguing for violence, might be a proverbial slap upside the head, but I'm like, dude, and you know, he goes right to work, and I'm just wondering, does anybody say, Jesse, you've got some serious emotional issues that you're dealing with here. I just like to say, you welcome him back to an environment like that. And I'm all for forgiveness. Don't get me wrong there. But this guy has lied. He's got a history of it. I'm thinking, you're going to just come right back. I don't know, Super D. I got a problem with this guy at this point.
I agree with you. I mean, you can't just sit here and act like nothing happened. This is a big deal that's going on here. But whatever. He'll deal with it however he's going to deal with it. But I would say, you know, at some point here, ABC which I think is the company that does the show, is going to have to kind of think about how they're going to deal with that.
Right. And I liken this story, which we really didn't cover. I mean, it isn't our wheelhouse. It's not that we don't cover these things from time to time, but there are others that are doing a great job of covering it. Mike Adams, Natural News, they pointed out that it was the alternative or new media that was really not quick to rush to judgment, but to say, hey, there's something going on here. When the mainstream leftist media wanted to, you know, confirmation bias, hate Trump, Trump's the responsible for all of this. Now, I liken it to this first story we're going to cover. Last week, I think I mentioned it briefly because it came through from a friend of mine who is a far left leaning liberal, but you know, love him anyway, right? This is like, we're not judging, but he was always worried about raw milk. That was one of his things, and said, you know, we need the government to protect us. Okay, all right, people have that perspective. But I looked at this story, and on the end, I said, there's just something missing here, and we're going to find out what that missing thing is right about now.
Rolling, 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 from them teeth is flowing, nectar straight from heaven, raw milk. You don't know what you're missing, it's delicious, pure nutrition. You'd be crying if you ever let it spill. Drink it up, yum, if you can get it. Oh, oh. Where can I buy it? Hey. Raw milk. Yum. Drive a farmer. Oh. Code word Daisy Juice. Daisy Juice. Don't get caught with raw milk.
Milk. That's right, a raw milk update. Brucella infection. They said, well, a lot of the raw milk was being contaminated with Brucella. Infections were present. People were they actually getting sick? Well, I couldn't find any information about that, except that they were happily reporting that raw milk was now tainted or contaminated and dangerous. And as I read the article last week, I just said, there's missing information here. I don't think this is what it is. And Super Don, you called me earlier and said, I think you're right again. I could have played. You're right.
Well, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy because you were the great Karnak. For those of you who remember that bit,
Karnak
on
the Magnificent,
show.
Johnny Carson.
That's right. Because when you said that to me, I was just like, well, okay. I mean, yeah, sure. Maybe I'm sure there's probably got to be something, but I'll tell you what, I had no idea was going to be something as impressive and amazing as we have found out here.
Yes, and it ties into the whole vaccine discussion, interestingly enough. And you're like, wow, how are you going to get raw milk tied into vaccinations? I mean, it's not like I wanted to do that, but boy, they served it to us in a platter, a silver platter filled with raw milk. So what is this Brucella infection all about? Well, yes, some raw milk producers that you know, were providing their ware. Some of them maybe not complying with whatever regulations in their states. We're not necessarily for that. But turns out the Brucella in those raw milk lots was coming from cows in commercial dairies that were being vaccinated against Brucella. And the strain of Brucella was specific only to the vaccination. This was not a wild contamination. In fact, it was an allopathic, iatrogenic contamination of raw milk. The vaccine did it. Super Don, the vaccine did it. And I don't see any evidence of anybody being sickened by this. At the same time, I'm not in favor of raw milk cows being vaccinated for this or any other thing. There are other ways we would address this, but again, when I was suspicious about this, I wasn't thinking, oh, it's probably that the cows were vaccinated and that's what happened. I'm not saying that I'm that magnificent in terms of prognosticating. I just knew
there
was something fitting here.
Listen, you had a hunch, and the hunch paid off, and your gut is usually right when you know, on these types of stories. So, yeah, you've got a milk producer that sent a letter out. And believe it or not, this strain of Brucella, it's called RB51, and it's an antibiotic-resistant modified live strain of Brucella that veterinarians give to cows as a vaccination. So here's this milk. This one of many milk producers in the state.
Yeah.
That apparently, I guess, was not even supposed to be. Not that you like, you know, situations where the people have to ask permission, but they're not even supposed to be like a raw milk producer, right?
Yeah.
And obviously the cows that they were getting the milk from had been vaccinated for this Brucella virus, which I think most people, if they were buying raw milk, would not want to be buying raw milk from a cow that's been vaccinated anyway, right?
Yeah.
You don't usually go for raw milk from vaccinated cows. You want to go from a cow that is going to be given out a clean product.
I like this letter from this farmer. What's his name? Edwin. And he's talking about, you know, and he's linking all of these things, including an official letter from the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture sent out to all the Pennsylvania raw milk farmers. And they actually said, the PDA, Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, recommends that producers who sell raw milk stop immunizing their cattle for brucella. You know, there's raw milk in Pennsylvania. Why? Amish, right? Big time. And if you're going to provide raw milk in Pennsylvania, the Department of Agriculture is saying stop with the brucella vaccination. It's contaminating the milk. So when we look at the family cows, right, the little family farms, no brucella contamination. And this one particular farmer saying we've not vaccinated for brucella on our farm since his father's day, which is now 30 years ago. And they also test their family cow herd every year for over 11 years, specifically for brucella, and they've never had a positive response or result to those tests. And so Pennsylvania says classified them as brucella-free state, in fact, since then. So this is not wild. This is not bad practices of raw milk producers. This is about medicine intervening with vaccinations and contaminating the milk that is not pasteurized for those who want it. All cows approved by PDA, raw milk herds, annually blood tested by licensed veterinarians for brucellosis, I should say. The farm in this case was not licensed or permitted to do raw milk sales. And, you know, we don't endorse selling raw milk from untested herds. I want you to have some semblance of validity, that you trust your farmer, that they've been analyzed. And it's important that you read the news carefully. That's your big takeaway from this. I love that. Because that's the point. When you get good at this, you can see
the reason why you need to read it carefully is because the headlines that were splashed out there said that people in 19 states were exposed. And that sounds bad, right?
Yeah,
when they say that. But the bottom line is only one person in New York is linked to the situation here. And you didn't have 19 people sick from it.
No.
You just had 19 people that were exposed to it. You didn't have anybody actually sick from this, as far as I understand.
Yeah, exactly. There wasn't
an
illness that was manifested here. It was just that, hey, this is an opportunity to jump on the anti-raw milk bandwagon, which is really big compared to the few of us who actually appreciate real milk, which is only raw. If you decide to cook it for your dishes, that's different. But the real way to get it is the way we've always consumed it since we've been drinking milk. You don't pasteurize breast milk, do you? All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Question of the day coming up on an autoimmune condition.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag. Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are, I think we're rocking the health war a little bit tonight. We certainly rocked the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan Emord. Sally L. Cordy is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to rock the vaccine world with activism that really everybody could be inspired, should be inspired by to continue. Now, we're not giving up on any of that, but we also love it when y'all reach out to us and, give us some commentary or maybe ask a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first question of the day, Super Don. Do you have it in front of you? Because that particular web page just went down, right? I was going to read it to you and make it all easy, but now I have to have Super D read it for me. So go ahead. Who's
yes,
writing
it? Yes, I do. This comes from Margaret, who was in the chat room last night, didn't have a chance to get her question answered, so she dropped it into the contact page at robertscottbell.com, which you can always do. And Margaret asks, she says, I have a five-month-old son who developed a rash 3 months ago. People were telling me it was baby acne, and it would come and go. A few weeks ago, it came back, and it is getting worse and spreading. Now, upon lots of research, she believes this is impetigo. She says, caught for me, I had strep throat a few months ago.
Okay.
She says, everything in me is saying don't get antibiotics, but I don't want to put him in danger. This is a serious thing. Are there any natural cures?
Well,
and she says, let me throw the PS in there. She says, I'm reading a lot about Manuka honey.
Yeah.
You remember the first time I didn't even know what that was, and I called it Makuna?
Yeah.
And you were like, Makuna Matata.
Yes. I love that.
All right. So anyway, she's reading a lot about Manuka honey. She knows that she can't give honey internally yet as he is 5 months old. And then she says, correct me if that's hogwash.
Yeah.
But she says, is it okay to use it topically? And if so, is it effective? Thank
you. Well, yeah, it is hogwash. But again, when you're dealing with refined honey and all of that stuff, honey in itself is a natural antibiotic, they say. And I think they're worried about, I think, certain spores in there. But
you know, I'm not worried about it. But I wouldn't necessarily use honey unless you want to use it topically. That form of manuka is utilized topically with great results. But, you know, why waste time? Why not use the most powerful, most direct, most bioactive, broad-spectrum antimicrobial to knock out strep wherever it is? And that would be the silver hydrosol we use here. The ions themselves, as I said, when they come into contact with bacteria, they disrupt the outer membrane of the bacterial cell and causing it to weaken or rupture. Or if not outright rupturing, the ions can transit through the cell itself and go to the mitochondria and bind to the DNA. And that would render the strep bacteria, or any bacteria for that matter, unable to reproduce. And, you know, the infection is not having one, you know, microbe or one bacterial cell. It's having zillions of them reproducing. And you're going to stop that locally. So I would spray it, drop it on, follow on with the gel form that we utilize, and keep applying it, stick with it. Now, in terms of systemic immune response, you know, this is a baby, so it's harder to give things if they're not already eating solid food, but to make sure that they're getting good, clean breast milk, hopefully. But homeopathic medicine, skin remedies. There are, well, I've talked about this all over the years. It's one of the remedies listed in Unlock the Power to Heal, which is the hepersulfur calcarium. Anytime you have an infection, usually it's considered staphylococcus, but strep, if it manifests in these pussy-filled sacs, that also can be, you know, countered with the hepersulfur as a homeopathic. But why is this child vulnerable? You know, what has happened in this child's short life at 5 months to have this skin condition? What are you bathing this child in? Are you stripping the microbiome? Was this child a C-section baby and never fully got that microbiome, and they washed the baby right away, and so the normal protective microbiome outside the body was compromised before it even had a chance to begin? So these are things that I'd like to consider and, you know, look to use things that will help to reestablish the healthy microbiome. The good thing about silver is it's not going to disrupt the biodiversity of any microbiome, so that the replenishment of a healthy tissue is going to happen even though you're using an antimicrobial substance like silver. So it's not going to harm the cells. Now, you know, there are a lot of other things from impetigo to other things that become autoimmune later on in life. And if it's vitiligo, the different things that attack the pigment in the skin. I'm hoping that it's not moving in that direction. But I would apply the silver, and pretty soon, I've got good news that within maybe a month, the copper hydrosol will be available as well. And they're going to sell that as a dietary supplement for internal consumption, safely to ingest copper in a bioactive form. But topical application for skin conditions is going to be amazing. All connective tissue disorders are going to be helped tremendously, including pigment issues, with the copper hydrosol. That's coming. We'll let you know when that's officially available. All right, Margaret, thank you for asking that question. We're going to be joined by Sally Alcordi at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to talk about some vaccine exemption bills in New York State and more.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Actor Jussie Smollett has been released from jail after posting bond. The Empire actor was in court on Thursday on a charge of filing a false report. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lehner.
Defendant Smollett then stated that he wanted to stage an attack where Abel would appear to batter him. Defendant Smollett also suggested that Abel's older brother Ola assist him with the attack.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Alabama woman who left the United States to join ISIS is not an American citizen and won't be allowed to return. Pompeo was on NBC's Today Show.
She may have been born here. She is not a U.S. citizen, nor is she entitled to U.S. citizenship.
Is that because she was the daughter of a diplomat and she was born here? Is that?
That's right.
And the U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested with plotting a massive domestic terror attack will remain in custody for at least 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Links are up for the show notes every day. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for email alerts now. Super Don is on it. He's sending out blasts with upcoming events and special webinars and special offers and giveaways. And if you aren't one of the subscribers, you don't have a chance to win the CBD oil. I'm going to be giving away some Cafe Mocha from my friends at Plus CBD Oil, PLUSCBDOil.com. Also say a big shout out to my friends at Better Way Health, Beta Glucan. I'm going to see if I can get some more information supportive of our immune system soon. Hopefully AJ Lanigan will be available. But right now, Sally El Cordy is available, and she's ready to rip it. And you're probably ready to rip Pat Burke a new one, too, because his bill in New York out of Buffalo is to ban vaccine exemptions, apparently.
Right, and we have a pushback bill. It's called S3424A, and it's already got one co-sponsor, and I'm telling everybody in New York, please call your state representatives, Senate and Assemblymen, and say co-sponsor. sponsor, S3424A. It's a positive bill, and it will allow the children of New York City who are being denied exemptions the opportunity to enjoy what the rest of the state enjoys, which is religious exemptions from vaccines. But beyond that, I want to say that we have a lot of activity coming up here in New York. And St. Patrick's Day is coming up. There are a lot of parades preceding the actual big parade. And we are participating in all of them. We are taking our message, which is stop not caring. Vaccines are killing our kids. And we are putting on not the yellow vest, which is on the graphics, but a bright green vest for St. Patrick's Day. And we marched last year and carried vaccine-free NYC. And we're probably going to carry those banners because they're green, too. But, you know, we are making our message as obvious as possible. I would also like to say that the same woman who got her legislator to sponsor S3424A started Vax Woke, hashtag Vax Woke. And I decided what I'm going to do with this is take a man I interviewed a while back and Christina England wrote a superb article about. He is doing life in jail for shaken baby syndrome. So I am trying to start on Twitter, and you can go to Vaccine Free NYC on Twitter. You'll see I have a campaign tying into the hashtag VaxWoke and going, you know, attention real Donald Trump to release this man. He represents so many. Christina told me about 13 fathers in one jail for shaken baby syndrome, which is vaccine induced. And she said, I said, wow. She said, no, it's in one wing of one jail. So yeah. We're going to take John Sanders, who's doing hard time in maximum security, and we're going to use him as the poster boy to get him free and get everyone else free, too, because these records of vaccination so often, poof, they go missing.
Yes.
You know, and I say we have to throw out every case that does not come accompanied with a vaccine record.
Sally, if I may here, this is something we visited over the years. In fact, I remember having Dr. Al Bayati, a PhD researcher on this, talking about the shaken baby syndrome and how it's often misdiagnosed, if you can call it that, to the brain encephalopathy, the swelling associated with vaccine itself. And so many people have and are serving prison time, wrongly so, for a vaccine injury that they have blamed on a shaken baby scenario. So what you're doing is deserving of more attention, because there are a number of people, I don't know the full number, that are serving jail time for something they did not do.
Well, according to Christina, who's the expert, she said there's nobody serving time for shaken baby syndrome who has an unvaccinated child. Okay.
It raises a lot of questions,
Unless the child was vaccinated in utero, you know, while it was being born, because they're really harming children that way as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm encouraging people to get out to the parades, make your message known, participate in freeing John Sanders and then everyone else. And what I've decided to do, I had a message from Eileen Daneman of the Vaccine Liberation Army, and she was saying we have to raise our vibration. This is one way we can combat 5G in particular, is what she was talking about, which I'm concerned of, especially for the autistic children.
Sure.
Whose brains are laden with aluminum, according to the Children's Medical Safety Research Institute. In particular, it's the autistic kids, so they're going to get zapped into...
Well, and Dr. Chris actually has revealed a lot about that. We've had him on the show. We've got to get him back on again. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen some of the shows recently we've done with the technology to counteract the 5G that we can't stop, but we can stop it at the level of the skin so we can stop the harm that's occurring. And it's quite extraordinary, and we're going to be doing more on that, Sally. So you're going to be keenly interested in what we've uncovered in terms of what we can genuinely do that's validated. Now, we also have to counteract a lot of so-called anti-vaccine propaganda. They're playing dirty, as they always have. And there's an article here on Pathos. I don't know what this article is, but the headline reads, it's time to admit that anti-vaxxers are terrorists. I'm like, wow. Wow. I mean, we're...
Right. Okay. It is homicide to inject children with known poison.
Yeah.
So what are we debating here? What the hell are we debating?
Yeah. Conspiracy theorists are calling us once again. The reality is that the measles claim for herd immunity at 95-96% is bogus because we've never been there. Nobody's ever been there because adults are not getting these so-called 10-year booster shots. So at best, some people have estimated maybe 60% coverage. So again, they get to make stuff up and then they get to call us names.
Right. In 1972, there's an article, again, Christina wrote it, and I delivered it by hand to the Department of Health and Human Services National Vaccine Advisory Committee, talking about the fact that the single measles vaccine was causing subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. It also went to the Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee, each and every member of that committee. So all I can say is that is a 1972 cover-up. That's pre-Zimmerman. It's pre-Thompson. It's pre-Simpsonwood. Okay?
Hmm.
So this, and it was supposed to be sealed, but by, for 117 years.
Sally, how desperate do you think they are? Because I think, you know, the things you're doing are having an impact, or else they wouldn't be fighting back with this claim that people who have vaccine hesitancy, as the World Health Organization calls it, are a danger to world health, and that anti-vaccines or vaxxers, as they're calling us, are terrorists now. I mean, how desperate do you have to be to use that language?
I'm ignoring them. Please, you know, we got to get on with the business of calling it what it is. We, you know, all the things you've covered of recent, right? We don't have time for half measures anymore. They're coming down hard. The pushers are pushing back against our pushback. So all I can say is it's time. It is time. And I do believe Donald Trump will take action on this. I think he has chosen to take action against human traffickers and child pedophiles.
Yeah.
That's one of the most praiseworthy things. That's wrong.
Yes, but how many presidents prior to that actually took action that Trump has? I mean, of all the things, I don't care if you don't like Trump or whatever, but you've got to say that it's just as good as anything any president has done to go after that. Now, this article is calling what we do big alternative health, as if we're somewhere in the league with big pharma. I mean, desperation is showing. It's pennies in a bucket compared to the overflow that is occurring with the pharmaceutical industrial complex. But again, I just don't the psychology of this person who wrote this article is just, it's derangement.
Right. Well, as you say, they're desperate, and all I can say is, who's really desperate? The future. I'm going to read you something that had got shared 157 times, and here it is. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, that was just within 20 minutes.
Where did you go? Where are you going, Sally? Don't be running away.
I'm sorry. Well, basically what I said was, get real now. 72 doses of poison and is going to create euthanasia. Euthanasia of the children when there are not enough people as adults who will be able to care for, they're outnumbered. And this is so sad that I would have to say something like this because I couldn't want anything less.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as serious as I'm being, and I don't mean to always be this serious because I am a comedian, believe it or not, but I'm taking it, I'm going in another way, I'm raising the vibration. Come Autism Awareness Month, I am doing comedy shows everywhere for kids.
Nice.
Carlin for kids, Jess Fest, laugh-alongs, giggle-a-go-go's. I've got them everywhere in April. because I'm going to elevate people, and I'm going to have an extra hour as an open mic, and autism parents are welcome to say whatever they please. It will be taped. It will be aired on public access television. And let me tell you, the FCC wants to defund public access. So one day I may show up at the door, and it may be locked.
Well, you're going to have to be very creative in response to those things to out-create the bad guys here. And have you seen what Darla Shine is doing? Have you seen some of her tweets?
We love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to interview that woman. She is just my cup of tea.
Yes, she's terrific, and we appreciate her here. And we appreciate you, Sally. We're almost out of time, though. Is there any last event that you have to get out before you go?
Well, mark your calendars for April 17th. Oh, March 3rd and April 17th are very big dates. So contact me at VaccineFreeNYC on Facebook or Twitter, and I will engage you to participate.
I do not have to ask you to keep it up, Sally. You are just a one-woman wrecking crew in a good way to protect these kids, to restore sanity, not only in New York, but all around the world. And, again, we love you dearly, Sally. Thank you for being on board tonight. I appreciate you.
God bless you and outlaw vaccines.
Yeah, all right. See ya. Poster right behind me. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the world has lost another monkey. Peter Tork of the Monkees. 77 years of age, Super D?
Yes.
Yeah.
Peter Tork. This
we
is
already lost Davy Jones. We're left with Michael Nesbitt and Mickey Dolenz.
Yes. Those are the two remaining monkeys, so we can still keep it plural. Thank goodness. But, Davy Jones died in 2012, I want to say, and he died of a heart attack. And now we find out that Peter Tork has died, and he died of a salivary gland carcinoma type thing.
He'd been cancer
fighting for 10 years. So, yeah, it's a bummer. Listen, the Monkees came out, the show was, before I was born, it was from 66 to 68. Mm-hmm. And so it ended actually the year I was born.
Yeah.
But I remember growing up watching the reruns, and that
silly
is just,
fun, man.
Whatever. I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But it was on TV, right?
Yeah,
in the morning, like Saturdays and stuff. And so I have like this connection to it where it's like I just remember it from my childhood. So what a bummer of a day, man. I'm getting older, and so these things happen, obviously, because they were older than I was. But it was a very interesting story about these guys because, when they started off with a TV show, it was just a TV show. And none of them knew how to play. Well, they did on their own, but they weren't a band, right?
Right, right.
And so it was in 1967 that they said, okay, look, we're going to put you guys on tour. And so you guys need to actually be able to play
actually
music.
Together.
And believe it or not, interesting little factoid, in 1967, they were so popular that they outsold the Beatles and the Rolling Stones combined.
That's wild, isn't it?
If you could believe that. Yeah.
By the way, one of their big hits?
Yes, I know. I'm a believer. It was written by Neil Diamond. Yes
indeed.
Course.
Thank you very much for that. Again.
A lot of their songs, actually, Carole King and
did
a lot
Barry Manilow write for the Monkees? No.
He did not.
Right. So, all right, listen.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, Super D, I love you. You know that.
Yes.
Any updates we got to go over? Because I know it's been a busy show. I mean, right from the get-go, Sacred Fire of Liberty was pretty intense. Sally O'Cordy bringing it. The story on the raw milk scam, claiming that it's all poison, and it turns out it's a vaccine. I mean, fascinating things today.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got some upcoming events. You want to talk about that?
I think we've got to mention a few. We've got the Advanced Medicine Conference coming up Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, L.A. Autism Defined, the Facts on Autism, launch February 28th. That's the first one, online webinar with Dr. Bitar. Sixth annual NOCO Hemp Expo. I'll be there March 29th and 30th in Denver, Colorado. Still planning to go to Canada if they let me in, April 12th through the 14th. That's Total Health in Toronto, Canada. Autism One, May 22nd through 26th. I should be there through the 24th, I believe, at this point. We're working on that. So keep up to date, and please sign up for email alerts and share, you know, the emails that you get. Say, hey, sign up for this. We're learning a lot. We're getting a lot of good information. And here, they're going to give away some CBD, right?
That's coming up, and we're gonna have to. I've been teasing that for a while here, so I think
ride it for all it's worth, Super D.
If you sign up for the email alerts, you just go to robertscottbill.com, up in the upper right hand corner. You can sign up. Don't have to worry about spam or any of that stuff. You're only gonna get emails from us. And I think, I don't know, Robert. You think maybe what is today? Today's Thursday, Friday. How about we give it away on Monday?
All right, we got to figure out how to do it. You're putting it on.
I'll take care of that part, but in order to be able to win, you got to be signed up for the newsletter.
Get the email alert.
Sign up for the newsletter.
We're not going to announce it on the air until we have a winner, but you're going to find out how to do it, how to win it, by going to robertscottbell.com and signing up for email alerts. I want to thank Dr. Daryl Joffrey for joining me earlier, before the show started, on the Echo Hydrogen, Molecular Hydrogen Water webinar. And if you have signed up, you can catch it. Even late, Super Don got a link. He was able to get in there. So if you couldn't watch the whole thing, go back and listen. It wasn't about the frequency so much as the hydrogen. And that's an important part of this, if ever, because a lot of people are still being scammed by alkaline water, which really, it's not buffered. It's not going to alkalize your body. There are other reasons why that water is good, and it's really the hydrogen. We get it from Echo, and appreciate y'all doing that too one day soon. All right, we're back tomorrow, heading into the weekend, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.